Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Milwaukee comes in with a record of 31-17. Indiana is 24-26 on the year. Over its last 10, Milwaukee, 6-4, has won 2 in a row. Indiana, over that same span, 2-8, lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Milwaukee averaging 113.1 points per game, Indiana 115.1. Indiana, unfortunately, gives up more than they score, giving up an average of 116.8 for a negative 1.7 point differential. Milwaukee, meanwhile, gives up 111.5, so they have a positive differential of 1.6. Looking at the turnover numbers, 14.4 turnovers per game by the Bucks, 14.5 by Indiana, no difference there. 45.8% from the field is Milwaukee, 45.6 for Indiana, so again, very close. Three-point shooting is also close, 35.7% from long range by the Bucks, 36.1% by the Pacers. Free throw shooting, Pacers have an advantage here, 80.1% from the line versus just 74.3% by Milwaukee. Pacers also have a significant advantage in bench scoring, 42.5 points per game from their bench versus just 34.2 from the bench of Milwaukee. Milwaukee won the first meeting of these two clubs, 132-119. This is a home game for the Pacers. Milwaukee is without Bobby Portis. Tyrese Halliburton and Daniel Tice both remain out for Indiana. Indiana has looked like a fish out of water since losing Tice. They've really struggled, and I don't see them changing that at all in this one. I don't even know that there's a matchup to look for. I think Milwaukee's just better. They're healthier. Well, Portis is a big injury, but they can beat Indiana without him, and I expect them to do so. I got the Bucks in this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Pacers and Bucks coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer. We're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Milwaukee Bucks sitting at 7.5 in the spread with the over-under of 237.5. Now, this is going to be a very interesting game if we look at these two teams offensively. Right now, Milwaukee averages around 113.1 points per game, and Indiana averages 115.1 points per game. However, Indiana's going to be without one of their best players in Tyrese Halliburton. Now, he's still questionable out for this game. So with that being said, one player that you got to look at is Buddy Hill. Right now, his player props currently sit at 17.5. Now, let's look at his last 10 games. He's been averaging around 16.7. However, against Milwaukee, he averaged around 18. So I expect a little bit more from Buddy Hill, and Miles Turner's going to be out too. So that's another scorer off your team too. So I expect a little bit more from Buddy Hill in this game. Now, when we look on the Milwaukee side, you always got to go with their best player, Giannis. I mean, right now he's currently top five in NBA in scoring, averaging just at 31 points per game. Now, his player props currently sit at 30.5. Now, if you look at his last five games, he's been averaging around 20 points and 11.6 rebounds. Now, I don't expect too much from Giannis on the offensive side. I think Bucks are going to handle Indiana pretty well here, so they probably need for him to score as much, and you also have the likes of Jrue Holiday and others on this team. So I would lean towards the under in this game on the points side, and I would also take the under on the rebounding side, because right now currently sits at 13.5. I don't expect that much rebounding from him on that end. I would also expect the under on that one, maybe around 12 rebounds for him on this one, or right at 13. So I would take the under in that one as well. Now, if you look at this team on the overall spread, Milwaukee is 25-21-2, pretty good. And Indiana is 23-25. That's why I would probably lean and take Milwaukee. I mean, they've been really good against this team. You got Giannis. Indiana's without one of their better players, so I would definitely lean on the spread side. I do like that spread for Milwaukee. Now, I would take the under in this game, and the reason why, right now, Milwaukee has been trending of late. They've been 5-0 in the under against winning home record teams, and Indiana has that. They currently have a record of 16-9. With this one overall, I do like the spread on the Milwaukee side, and I would definitely take the under in this game. No Tyrese Halliburton, and Milwaukee's a really good defensive team, so I expect to take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stackin' NBA.